This episode of The Salty Show is brought to you by Norfolk Southern Railway. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. We'll clean up the spill.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I am your host, Salty Saul. And we're back. We took a little break. How's everybody doing?
What's up? What's up? It's Tammy Jo.
Hey, what's up? It's Jules.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy.
Oh, shit. Timmy, two times. We're doing this two times.
No, this is like all weird and stuff like that.
It is. I see you making an uncomfortable face as I'm introducing you, but hey, man, I'm telling you. He's taking over. Nah. He's taking over the show, guys. He's going to take
I'm
over.
I'm not taking over. I'm just helping him out.
What do you got for us today?
Oh, my God. I feel like, you know, what's that saying? You know, sometimes, you know, it's weeks, in, you know, feels like weeks before a decade. You know, decades happen in weeks and weeks happen in decades or something like that.
A decade.
The world's falling apart. There's no easy way to put this. I was trying to think about a good way to start the show off, you know, like, you know, asking how everybody's doing and everything. But I've been trying to find positive in this world and there ain't. I mean, just this week alone, let's look at the last 7 days. Let's take a look at the last 7 days. We've had the equivalent of Chernobyl happen in the United States in Ohio, right in your area, by the way. I'm shocked you don't have a tail yet.
60 miles, I'm telling you, man. It's gonna come over here.
So we have the Ohio train derailment. I mean, plus other train derailments that happened all throughout the country that had hazardous materials. We had a plant nursery that went up in flames today in Kissimmee, Florida. So now they're worried about all the plastics and all that toxin that happened. Let's see. Yesterday in Alabama or Tennessee or something, in Alabama, a military chopper just went down. You know what I mean? A Nest video caught this thing. Mm-hmm. It was insane, this video.
I missed that one.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying.
Wow.
Missed the truck in Tucson.
Oh yeah, the truck in Tucson that toppled over yesterday and that had nitric acid and was spewing all over the place. Oh yeah. Look, guys, let's look at the economy. You know, and then take the economic news that came out yesterday and today. CPI inflation's back up in January, so stock market's down 1,000 points today between yesterday and today almost. So I hope everyone's 401k is in the shitter and fuck Joe Biden. How about that? Plus, we have Chinese spy blimps all over the place. The military shooting random balloons down. A missile. They shot a balloon down over the somewhere in Michigan. Guess what? The first missile missed.
Wow. To your point, Tim, there's so much going on. And I know we're going to get into this, but like even that whole AI shit, fucking AI is becoming self-aware quicker than we thought. So I know that's something that we need to bring up as well.
No, AI, that's part of that's part of it. I got three things we're going to talk about today. A, we're going to talk about how AI is actually replacing the Nigerian prince emails with people because it is that deadly.
Wow.
Because it says it wants to do that. It wants to do people into, you know, doing illegal shit. It wants to hack into.
What?
We
can get into that later. AI? That sounds a little out there.
Yeah. So you got to remember. So a couple weeks ago, we did the whole thing about ChatGPT, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So Microsoft they invested billions into ChatGPT. And then all of a sudden they came out with Bing. You know, he had to get in the wait list for Bing, you know, the new Bing chat, right? Which is going to replace, you know, integrate with the Bing, you know, with the Bing search engine and everything. So people have signed up for it and people have already got the preview. And the New York Times, of all people, a New York Times editor tried it. And he wrote a really scathing article besides the one that Elon Musk posted today. So we're going to get into that in a little bit. But I think, number one, I think we need the level set. I think we really need to talk about what's going on in Ohio. Okay, because this is insane. So about 7-8 days ago, there was a train derailment in Ohio, right? In East, it looks like Palestine, but everyone's saying Palestine or whatever. So I'm like, okay, all right, tomato, tomato, what the fuck? You just don't want to be called Palestine. Okay, great. So it's a town of about 500 people. Back in the day, it used to be like a flourishing town in Ohio. It used to they used to do a lot of ceramics out of there, right? You know, like for plates and all that. They used to be like a plate manufacturer, you know, for different ceramics, glass and everything. But then, of course, you know, once, you know, the Republicans and the Democrats all sent that shit over to China, it became a very poor area. So anyway, a train derailed in Ohio, in that town. And in that train was carrying hazardous materials. I believe it was like vinyl chloride or something like that, which is a really toxic. I probably screwed up the name, but it was a very toxic chemical. And when the train was on fire and everything, and what happened was they did a controlled burn. And when they did a controlled burn, it released everything into the air. And apparently when that stuff hits the atmosphere, it turns into acid rain. So, but now what happened was all that chemical got into all the creeks and into the Ohio River and into the Ohio River. Okay. The Ohio River, it serves, what is they say, like 30 million states? People. Well, 30 million people. So 10% of the US population relies on the Ohio River. Okay. Think about that. 10%, 30% of the people in this country rely on the Ohio River for water, right? Drinking, you know, goes to the plants and, you know, they all filter. But now you have these toxins in in the air, dude. So everything is becoming unlivable. So the early reports were, you know, people, after it happened, they were showing the creek, they were showing dead fish, dead chickens, all this crap. I saw on Tucker the other night, a guy that has like a fox coop. One of the guys' foxes died. The other ones were all like throwing up and not eating, and they were pacing back and forth. So obviously something is wrong. And what do we all know, right? Trust the animals. The animals know before the humans. Their instincts. So they're in panic mode. And you know, like Tucker said, he goes, you know, it's the old tale of the coal in the canary mine or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. So it really scary stuff.
I saw some videos of. Now I'm not a farmer, so I don't know. Because when I read the comments, people were debating on whether or not this is normal. But somebody stops over the side of the road, and again, this is in Ohio, and shows just cows lined up up against the fence. I don't know if you guys saw this, up against the fence, mm-hmm. And they're just standing there. And this lady is recording, and it's like, this is weird. I've never seen this, you know? And literally, they're like close up against the fence as if they're trying to leave. And then, she was, you know, you could see for miles, like you could, all of them lined up. It was the weirdest thing. I'm like, this is strange.
Animals aren't stupid, yeah. Dude. Animals, I mean, animals know before humans. It's like, if you see the animals running east, running west, your ass better be going west, not east. You know what I mean? Because they feel it, right?
You know,
it,
That is so true, Tim, because during the, remember the earthquake that just happened out in, was it Turkey?
Oh, yeah. Even that, sorry.
Well, remember. I don't know if you guys saw this, but there was a dog in the middle of the night right before it hit, and that dog was literally howling like minutes mm-hmm. before. Mm-hmm. But it was like in like a strange way, you know, like he was And somebody recorded, and it's like, what's wrong with this dog? And it's like he felt it. Now I don't know what it is, what they feel, but to your point, I think animals have. A sense they're more that in tune they know. With the,
They have the sense. They're more in tune with the earth. Their feet. So, and you got to remember one other thing: the ground is in the terms of Sammy Joe, the energy from the ground, right? So that's why they say, like, when you're
gonna get a crystal,
you know, when you're out in, you know, when you're on grass or something like that, they say take your shoes off and actually put your feet to the ground because you will feel grounded, right? And feel the energy of the ground. You will feel one with that. When you think about like animals and stuff like that. There's nothing covering their feet. So they have connection to the ground. So they know, like, that's how they feel things around. So if all of a sudden they start feeling things underneath, rumbling, they have senses that are much greater than ours.
The other thing that can happen with animals, I'm not sure to your point of like what's happening in Ohio, why all the cows were lining up, but there's other circumstances where animals get different parasites or from whatever chemicals going on, something could be changing their cells. And then it kind of is like a parasite or whatever can take over their brain. And that's why you've seen, I don't know if you guys have ever seen like sheep or different herds, like going in a circle and a circle and a circle. It's because they actually have like a parasite that's, and it like affects the herd, you know? So it'll be interesting to find out what that is. I'm actually very interested in what could be happening.
You know, what's in a lot of all this stuff is, you know, we're supposed to believe that it's coincidental, that everything's fine. I mean, Biden had a press conference today where he's like, you know, about the balloons and whatever. Everything's fine. But it's weird because everything is pointing, you know, people are recording this. Again, we live in the age of you know, the phone, and everybody's recording everything, putting on TikTok, putting it everywhere. So you're seeing this stuff and it's like, well, are we hypersensitive to this and just being more aware of it? Has this been going on? Or is this just, you know, like, are we seeing an inordinate amount of coincidences?
I think it's both, right? So, you know, everybody's favorite mayor, Peter, Mayor Pete, right? You know, the head of the DOT, right? He comes out today and he's like, you know, yeah, Mr. Buttigieg. He comes out today and says, I don't know why everybody cares about this. I mean, there's over 1,000 train derailments a year. First of all,
what?
That is a problem, right? Number one in itself, that there should be maybe.
But he has none. No shame admitting that. Like, guy.
Right, he has no shame. And then he turns and he goes, and but it's like he's like throwing this under. It's like, dude, we're not. The train derailment was the one thing, right? That was a big enough thing. But the main thing is the hazardous materials that are destroying the environment. Nothing from AOC, nothing from the climate change activists, nothing from Bill Gates, nothing from the World Economic Forum, all the people pushing this nonsense. No. Mm-hmm. Everybody go home. Go home, go back to your homes. It's safe. It's okay. It's okay. Crazy. This is the same shit they pulled in 9/11 when they said, go down there and work. Everything is safe over there. You're fine. And then shit, 10, 20 years later, people get cancer and they've been dying. You know what I mean? This is the biggest this is becoming the biggest cover up. I mean, this is like replacing COVID.
I don't think it was an accident. I think it really was planned. I really do. I think it's.
So, Jules, you think it was the train derailment was planned?
Yeah.
By really whom? Do.
Well, okay.
Government? I don't know, but I think it was.
To your point, and then to answer you, Jeremy, because there's a few things here. One of them, there's a movie that came out on Netflix, White Noise. I don't know if you guys ever saw this movie, but I was watching a lot of people references, right? Again, what happens is when you see a lot of this stuff and people start, you know, so to your point, Tim, I think there's a combination of both. A lot of people are speculating here and a lot of people are freaking out. And the government's trying to shut it, calm everything down. But at the same time, people are seeing shit and you're like, wait a minute, too many coincidences. So there was a movie that came out, White Noise. Go watch the trailer for this. And it takes place in the same town. In fact, some of the people who are affected by this acted in that movie.
No.
Yes, dude.
It's fucking
dude,
weird.
This is crazy.
So, okay.
There's a glitch in the Matrix.
Not only that. Okay. Because we're going to tie a lot of shit here. And I know you were going to lead this way, Tim. But okay, think about the balloons, right? That had been shot down. I mean,
yes, it
right
was a
now,
distraction.
So to your point, somebody was making this correlation on TikTok. Guys, you guys got to get your news from TikTok now, because I'm telling you, at least the whatever people are talking about.
It's all on Twitter now.
But listen to this. So I saw this person making this correlation on how throughout history, before every major war in the United States, there has been rumors of UFO sightings or alien sightings. And this guy, and I'm sorry, I should have actually taken it down and shown you guys, but maybe I did. But anyway, so this guy was saying, like, during the First World War, there was rumors of UFOs. It was all over the news, the New York Times, everybody was jumping on it. Before 9/11 was this kind of the same thing. Again, before a lot of major events that happened in the United States, there was always this fear. People were gripped with fear that there was an invasion or aliens or something. And so when an actual problem came, people were already programmed or immune to being, hey, well, this is suspicious. Why are we going to give the government all this power? No, people were scared and they were saying, no, we want the security. So yeah, the government can get all this power. So what people are saying is that Jules's point is that this is planned and they're creating hysteria so that when they come in and they do take power, more power, we will be willing to give it up because we are in a state of panic and fear.
Yep, I agree. I think it was some sort of control release of something. Like it just doesn't make any sense. Like nothing adds up. And then all of a sudden we have UFOs. All of a sudden we have Chinese balloons. Like
the Chinese balloons came before.
Yeah, whatever. It was.
So many questions.
It was a distraction to this. I think everything that we've seen or have been hearing has been a distraction to what just happened in Ohio. And what do we fear the most? Right, where we're gonna run out of food, we're gonna run out of supplies. You know, and what else can they not attack? That's gonna
think about it. Let's think about this. Let's think about this. I know you got some questions, Jeremy, but let's think about this. For the last year, outside, all right, take away COVID, take away the vaccines, because all that, I mean, that's a whole nother, I mean, shit that's coming out now about this vaccine is insane, right? But let's think about this. What did we see all of last year? And we were like, wow, another one. Food processing plants all across the country were going up in flames. Random puddle jump planes, right, that you used to fly, Jeremy. These planes were crashing randomly into food processing plants. Like, okay, let's go back and look. I think there was about 30. There was probably about 30 food processing plants across the country that went up in flames. Like, just gone. You know, planes crashing into it, a random fire that goes off. So
how did Trump burn down all of these food processes? I'm confused.
No, he didn't. Yeah, right. No. But let's think about this. So last year they messed with the food, right? And then all of a sudden, towards the end of the year, we're seeing prices of food go through the roof, and they go, "Bah, that's it's Putin's war." No, you're burning. Yeah. I mean, the plants are burning down here, right? We have an egg shortage, right? Just a couple weeks ago, as we're talking about an egg shortage, the largest egg processing plant on the East Coast in Connecticut up in flames. Well, just
wait.
Yeah, but just in time also for a certain someone to go ahead and say, "Hey guys, look what I've created, these manufactured eggs, and you should buy them."
Right. But think about it. But this is how crazy things are getting. It's like, oh, there's an egg famine. Oh my God, there's an egg shortage. Oh my God, people freaking out. And then all of a sudden, oh, by the way, it went up in flames. Like, what? And then they go, if you look too deep into it, you're a conspiracy theorist. So they're like, oh, it's always a mistake. Look over here, nothing to see. The adults are in charge, right? And it's been one thing after another. And I've said this 1,000 times. It's proving Alex Jones right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I mean, this guy's been saying this for 25 years that they are doing this, and this is their plan. And everyone's like, you're crazy, blah, blah, blah. Well,
to reiterate Jules' point, I think this is planned, because I think we need to get it. Our default mode should be when they are trying to keep our attention with this hand, it's a sleight of hand. When they're trying to keep our attention with this hand, something's going on with the other. And then what you have to ask yourself is, okay, what else is going on that they don't want us to be focused on? What happened the same week that all this stuff is happening? The Twitter hearings, right? And I know we're not going to go into too deep, maybe not at all into that. But I mean, if I was watching these, and the fear that you see in a lot of these ex-executives for Twitter is you can see it, man. They're freaking out, because a lot of these, and I don't know if anything's going to happen, but a lot of these senators or I'm sorry, Congress folks were like telling them, there's a day of reckoning is coming for you guys. Not only that, there was the Twitter hearings, and then there was the Russia, the all that Ukraine stuff. I was hearing somebody say that right now, we're moving to war, and where a lot of people are saying that a potential bomb could happen in a city, and we're talking nuclear. Okay. And this same guy that was saying about how UFO rumors and stuff like that, hysteria happens. It happened right before Pearl Harbor as well. And remember what happened at Pearl Harbor? We were being distracted with UFO stuff, and then boom, we get attacked. So a lot of people are saying, and this is why earlier today when I texted you guys, I'm like, I'm watching this video, I'm like, this is scary, because I wouldn't be surprised, to be honest with you guys, right now, the way that it's these politicians, both sides are doing this shit. They're pushing us to war, guys. They're pushing us to war with Russia, because, and I was hearing somebody explain this very well. And he said, look, guys, a while ago when we made quote unquote peace with the Soviet Union and the Soviet Union dismantled, one of the promises we made was, hey, we're not going to expand NATO. We are not going to go encroach on the Russian border. And this guy was asking this politician this question, and is like, well, you know, it was a general. The general was giving a press conference, and the reporter was asking him, well, what do you mean Russia's aggression? Think about what we've been doing up to this point. You know, Ukraine is not part of NATO. Why do we have military people, American U.S. military people? They're not officially there, but they're there at Russia's border. It's the equivalent of, say, Russia creates an alliance with Mexico and the rest of Central America and has Russian troops. We would definitely be like, why are you encroaching on us? And we would react the same way that Russia's reacting is, which is put more troops at their border. And so the news media will report this as, oh, look at Russia's aggression towards the Ukraine. Why are they doing this? And again, I'm not advocating for Russia. Russia is not a good player here. However, NATO doesn't have clean hands when it comes to this. NATO's trying to expand to other Eastern European countries. And look, they might have good intentions here, but they're creating a situation that is going to bring war. There's no other way to look at it.
We're already there.
Yeah.
So you got to remember. So here's the thing. So I can tell you why there's multiple distractions right now, why we're seeing all this UFOs and everything. Two major stories. Well, one of them actually got released in the background. That's actually probably the biggest story that, you know, we all want to know, right? But the first one, okay, I forget the author, I forget the writer, but it came out and he goes, it's been confirmed through my sources in the military that the United States was behind bombing of Nord Stream 2. That blew it up, okay? Technically, that is
it's an act of war.
But we can't admit it. It's an act of terrorism. We broke the international terrorism rules. So technically, the United States right now, and that's why China's like, we want answers, blah, blah, blah. So we have that, okay? And the Gang of Eight wasn't even, they weren't told about, they weren't briefed on anything. I mean, this is bad. Okay, this is bad. We all know who did it, right? We did a show on it. We're talking about it. But here's the second thing that quietly, while all UFOs and all this was going on in the background, our favorite guy, Jeffrey Epstein. So,
oh, yeah.
Epstein emails with JP Morgan came out, got released. Let me read you an excerpt. So, 2 days apparently after Epstein got out of jail the first time, executive sent him an email. Said, executive, that was fun. Say hi to Snow White. Epstein replies, what character would you like next? Staley, Beauty and the Beast. Executive, well, one side is available. Okay? So they're talking in code. They're using Disney terms for these girls, apparently. Okay? But now, let's take it back a couple steps. Remember there was a prosecutor, a U.S. attorney in the Virgin Islands that was looking to sue JP Morgan, right? Because of all this. And then right over Christmas, Biden just happens to vacation in the U.S. Virgin Islands in St. Thomas. And then, oh, guess what? She got fired a couple days after. So, biggest story is Jeffrey Epstein is back in the news, right? And it's being covered up because we have the shit going on in Ohio. We have shit going on in Ukraine, Nord Stream 2. We got the pronoun people and, you know, transgenderism. I mean, COVID, people don't even talk about COVID no more. I mean, like COVID's like, it's not even there. So we have so many distractions of all the crazy shit that's going on. And we are legit in World War III. I don't give a shit what anybody says. We are in World War III. We're just not shooting the guns yet, but we are. World War III is here, guys.
George,
it's here.
Carlin, I know, and initially, I mean, he's the type of guy that I agree like half of the things. I think that's his name, right? George Carlin, the comedian / truth teller from a while ago.
George Carlin?
Ends up committing suicide, but yet he was the one that was talking about, you know, corrupt crony capitalism.
I don't think he committed suicide. I think he just died.
No, I think they said he, anyway, I don't know.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
But either way, he ends up dead, right? Now, one of the things that he would say was, hey guys, there's a bad marriage between corporate companies or you know, big corporate conglomerates and government officials. He would talk about this all the time. And he would say, oh, you think that you're safe, you know, but these people have already made deals. You're out there spending your money, getting into debt, saving this money. They're going to take all that money. They're going to take your Social Security. They're going to take everything. So you're planning, you know, and all this stuff, but these, and so I don't put it past them. These guys wield a lot of power, right? And it's not an attack on capitalism. I'm a firm believer on capitalism. However, I do understand human beings, and I wouldn't put it past JP Morgan, whatever, the executive, to be involved in something like this and spend lots of money to cover it up and pay powerful people to help. And so what do we do? Let's distract them, because all these people, again, that Ghislaine Maxwell, that list of people who were at the island, where is that list? We need to see it. Why don't you release it? Why don't they release it?
It's in the FBI. Yeah.
They're compromised.
They sealed it. They sealed it.
Yeah.
You can't
tell me. They're supposed to release some list. They were supposed to release some list.
In the next couple of weeks, right? Of victim A, victim B, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to go too far into that, but it is kind of interesting how that whole trial, when that happened, we were talking about it. It happened at the end of 2021. It was like a 3-week trial. It was bing, bang, boom. You go to jail, record sealed. Nobody knew about it because, I mean, at the end of the year, everybody goes on vacation, right? Everybody checks out for the holidays. So they did this trial. The news didn't even cover. It got zero coverage. It got zero coverage. I mean, this should have been the fucking, the Hydra list. Yeah. You know, when Black Widow freaking just, you know, unleashed everything from S.H.I.E.L.D. and Hydra, you know, they exposed everybody. Mm-hmm. That's what this should have been. And they covered it up, dude. Yeah. Like that.
Well, because... What is that? The Red Skull. What is that characters? Obviously, there are people who are in power who want to keep that power and they want to control. Mm-hmm. And so, look, I'm a firm believer that the point that everybody's making is that they're trying to do a sleight of hand here. Something is happening now. If there were people there. Say, for example, some presidents or some military folks, generals in high ranks that were part of that list. And the, you know, people in charge said, hey, if we reveal this, this is our democracy or our form of government is so sensitive that I think it would completely destroy people's trust in the government and it would cause chaos. Therefore, we can't release it. Maybe if that was the thing, right? Why not exclude those people who are in those positions from that list and say, hey, those people, you know, we can't because it would just cause so many problems or whatever. But they don't. And so that's why I'm like, this is weird, guys. Something's up. They should have released at least some of the people. That way they could be publicly flogged.
And even if that was the case, which is bad enough in itself, it's like, why then are those people still in power? Why don't you let them? I mean, there is that list. Remember when it came out, when it was like, you just had to go online, you could see like all these like CEOs and people at companies were just like dropping out of their positions. And then they were like, Oh, I'm resigning. That was very quiet, but you could go up and look at that list. Mm-hmm. There is. So that I feel like was part of it. But to that point of like, if there is a list that has these predominant people that the government's trying to shield America from total like explosion, because you guys have been allowing freaking this multi-trillion-dollar business of like slavery, which is like trafficking and like, you know, sexploitation of, you know, pedophilia and all this stuff. It's like our government is doing it. Mm-hmm. So it's like they're continuing to perpetrate the problem by not compromise cutting those people, like,
you know,
cutting them off or something. Like,
I did want to say this because to your point, Samantha, see, these same people, these same news organizations, they have no problem dragging out the religious people, the priests and people who are, you know, who do this shit. They have no problem. They'll put their face and do all that shit, you know, but who tried to hide their names? The Catholic Church tried because they were in power. They wanted to hide all these people who are doing pedophilia shit. Okay. So then you're telling me that people who are drawn to be have higher moral values or standards, you're telling me that those people are made of a different type of, you know what I mean? They have a different DNA than those who are in other positions of power? No, at least the same percentage of people who are prone to that behavior or who are capable of that behavior exist in to Tim's point in corporations. They exist in government. They exist everywhere. Why don't we see their names?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this from an experience from, obviously I don't want to say this, but I had a friend of mine that Jules knows who we would have never in our mind would have thought that he would be capable of doing shit like this. And yet he was in a position of power. He was in a position of power and he did weird shit. So if my friend who I grew up with, he was one of my closest friends, is capable of that, then you better believe that the person who, you know what I mean? Like, so I don't put it past them. So we need those names. In my opinion. Anyways, sorry, Tim, go ahead.
No. I mean, it's always fun talking about Epstein, right? Because we've been talking about this forever. This puts the whole Q shit to rest. It would Alex Jones again be proven right and we just move on. But you know what the sad thing is? And I've said this 1,000 times. That list can come out. The real list can come out. And you know these people that fucking worship, the people that worship these people will say, that didn't happen. Still, Trump planted the book. That's what they'll say. They will spin it to where,
Trump's
name's not
right?
on it, it's not real. If Trump's name's not on it, it's not real. What it is.
It goes back to what I was saying. You know, they do all this other stuff that even if that list comes out, nobody's going to give two shits because we're so worried that we're not going to have fucking eggs. Exactly. And we're worried that the cows are going in circles.
Easy bugs.
The UFOs.
And that the fish are dying.
But Jules, they do it on purpose. Look, okay, Tim, I'm going to share this video. Yeah. Okay, guys, because, and this video, in my opinion, is scary, but these are Republican senators who are doing this. Now, I don't know if the security briefings that they're getting are scaring them and they're reacting this way, but let me show you this video here of senators and congressmen reacting to the classified information that they received prior to Biden coming out and giving his press conference, okay? Because they got this information yesterday. They sat there for a few hours. Then they came out and talked to the press. And a lot of them look scared. This is the weirdest thing. As I started analyzing how they were talking and how they were reacting, I'm like, at first I was like, okay, maybe this is real. But then after watching that TikTok video that said, hey, be careful, don't trust these people because they want to create hysteria because there's something else coming. And I'm like, and when I saw it again after that, I'm like, I wonder if they're being influenced by these, because we know these three-letter agencies have not been doing shit right, guys. They are corrupt. So let me show you this video. And I'm thinking these guys may have been influenced by that. I don't know. And again, these are people just being they just got briefed and they're being asked by reporters what they think.
Okay. Didn't really learn a darn thing.
Did you get any answers as to what those other objects were?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
If they're not new, sir, then why were they shot down?
That's what's new. Explanation? No, that's what's new. What's new is that that they were shot down, which is extraordinary because we've never shot down anything in 65 years of NORAD, and over one weekend they shot down three things. So. But the bigger concern now that everyone wants to know is what is it and what were they doing here? And but as they describe what's been observed, we have hundreds and hundreds of these over the years.
Going into the last two hearings, I had the impression that this was something that had happened over the last 2 weeks. And that's not accurate. This has been going on a long time.
Okay, so again, they don't sound, in my opinion, they don't sound certain of what they just received. So let me go forward to the end because this is a 3-minute long video. Again, go listen to these guys. They sound scared and confused. But let me play the last 20 seconds of this and listen to the last couple sentences, okay?
The briefing last week is that this has been going on for a long, long, long time.
How long?
At least 2017. And last week we were told 2019.
That's 6 years. That's not a long, long, long time.
That's what I took away from it today.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Lock your doors tonight.
Why would he say that?
What? Yeah.
So wait, hold on. Why would he say that? I have so many questions going back to the beginning of this whole podcast. But
yeah.
In regards to this, so they're talking about over the last week, we've shot down three things flying over. I heard one of them was over Canada.
Yeah.
Is that correct? So one of those three was over Canada and the other two were over the U.S., right?
Right.
One was over Alaska.
okay, one over Alaska, one over Canada, and the other one was like Michigan. North Carolina or something.
Michigan. The Chinese balloon, the one that was actually confirmed to be Chinese, that was shot down over Myrtle Beach in South Carolina,
on top of the water, so that they didn't even retrieve any of the
that's
major.
That's what they've told us.
Wait. So which one?
Chinese.
Which one was the one over North Carolina? The one that they spotted over Alaska? The one they spotted over Canada? Or the one they spotted over Michigan?
No, hold on. The one that went over South Carolina was the first thing that got spotted in the U.S. over Montana, and everybody's freaking out, and that made the news. So basically, that thing started in Beijing. It came out today. CBS News late last night actually broke the news saying, oh, by the way, the government, you know, all the agencies knew about this balloon leaving Beijing back in January. So they were tracking it from the minute it left China, and it flew all the way across the country, picked up all the surveillance it needed over military bases, over the nukes and all that shit in Montana and South Dakota and everything, went all the way over to South Carolina. And once it got to the ocean, after it did its job, that's when they decided to, you know, shoot it down, right? It shot it down over the ocean. They couldn't barely retrieve anything. It was a nightmare.
Right.
But it looked like they were doing something.
I've also heard that China is pissed off that we shot it down.
Correct. Correct. So
why is China pissed off we shot it down?
Because it's their, I mean, because it's China. Joe Biden's compromised by China, and China gets to run this country now. You got to remember, this country, the people running this country are compromised by China. And they're accelerating what they've been trying to do for years. And for, you know, miraculously, we had Orange Man Bad for 4 years that kind of stopped it all and kind of opened people's eyes. So take that for what it's worth, because they hate the guy so much that this country would rather the shit we're dealing with right now and still say their life is better with Joe Biden in office than from 2017 to 2020. That's all you need to understand. Every single person, all the Biden documents, Biden's been getting raided by the FBI all for the last 3 months because he's had classified documents from when he was a senator in Delaware, in the university, in his home, in the garage. This guy broke every fucking law. But, oh, the answer to people, we trust Joe Biden. So he gets a pass on this. He shouldn't have done it, but we trust him with the documents. But Trump, having it in a lock thing in Mar-a-Lago, and lying about it, he was open about it. But Trump bad for having classified documents as commander in chief, but Joe Biden okay for having classified documents in his own house in Delaware on the beach house that everybody had access to. There's no visitor logs of who's going in and out of that. That's the only place that the president goes that there's no, and that's why he's there every weekend.
It was safe. It was in his garage. It was.
Yeah. Safe. He's like, oh, it was in my garage next to my Corvette. You know, he blew it off like it was nothing, dude.
Let's give him the benefit of the doubt, right? Biden's press conference.
Fuck no. I'm done giving benefit of the doubt. No, this is why we're in this boat, because we give him benefit of the doubt to these corrupt people.
Even if we do, is what I'm saying. Even if we do give him the benefit of the doubt that he didn't know. And I'm not talking about the documents, okay? Of course, that's like bullshit. No, I'm talking about the UFOs or the unidentified objects, I guess, that they shot down, because they shot them down, spent $400,000 a fucking missile. So, okay, if we didn't know what they were, why would you shoot it down? Like, could it have been a hot air balloon? Somebody is like to me, like he could have said something like, hey, we knew that it wasn't this. We had ruled out that it looks suspicious. This is what it looks like. Here's some pictures or something. And like, no, it's all under secrecy. This is why I don't trust them. But even if we do give them the benefit of doubt, that it was some whatever, they don't know what it was, and they just had to shoot it down. I'm like, what? Don't get on hot air balloons, because Biden's going to send fucking missiles.
Millie gave him the warning already.
He'll shut you down.
Was it confirmed that all three of them were balloons?
Yeah. No, I think they did confirm they were balloons, and they said they're not Chinese balloons.
How do we know that? That's just what they're telling us.
You just told me that they followed it, taking off from China, going across in January.
That was the first one. No, that was the first one that everybody freaked out about.
Everybody saw.
Right.
That everybody saw in Montana.
The other two?
The other ones, nobody even saw. Nobody even knew about these other three. And then all of a sudden, you started seeing alerts all over the weekend. Another unidentified object got shot down. Another one. It's like they're trying to prove now, like, oh, look, see, we're on top of things now. Like, don't look over here.
It's
look
a
over
distraction.
Here. It's a distraction. That's yeah, all it is.
Exactly.
Okay. So the other three that got shot down, I would take zero merit into it because they already got caught with their pants down. We look like fucking fools in front of the world. Right. China just made us look like they're
bitch. Trying to save face.
They just said, fuck you. We flew this thing all the way across. We got everything. But then I love the pundits come out and say, well, they have satellites and they do it anyway. So they have satellites all the way. And I'm like, y'all are sticking up for these motherfuckers. Like, that's what gets me is that even the media is sticking up for China spying on us.
Right.
See, like, that, oh, they have satellites. That's what makes me question this whole thing. Like, yeah, they're telling us that it was a Chinese balloon, right? That's what they're telling us.
The first one.
How the
fuck
do we know
one.
That it is, right? How do we know? We don't know. Well, China, because that's just what they're telling us.
China,
yeah, they even came out.
Took responsibility for it. So that first one was a China
but
balloon.
But they also, you just said China took responsibility for something, which is like,
never happens.
It never happens. Like, and then two, of course, let's take responsibility and make it this. We'll say it's this because the other point you made is that
the boogeyman
that it disseminated in the ocean. So it's like, well, what the fuck was it?
Right.
Bro.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And then China's
the
like, oh, guys, we sent a balloon. It's like, no, you didn't. You sent something, but I'm sure it wasn't a balloon.
Conspiracy theory on this, but you know, they have nuclear weapons that'll fit in a suitcase. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure you can tie that shit to a balloon. Yes. Why spend millions of dollars on a ballistic missile when you can just tie it to a balloon? And when it gets over North Carolina, it detonates.
Hmm.
You know what?
This was trial
freaking
run.
Out
trial
about,
run
dude.
Of something. Trial
yeah.
run
yeah.
of something.
Yeah.
They're talking about that could have been a trial run for
it could
EMP
be a
burst.
Nerve agent. It could be a nuclear bomb.
Oh,
it could be an EMP.
New strain of COVID. Bio warfare.
Yeah, new strain
sure.
of COVID.
Spread something along. Yeah. That's the scariest
it
shit.
It may have even been our own intelligence agencies or our own military
and
doing that.
There you go.
So, it still hurts today. What the fuck?
Someone
minus two. Wait, oh my God.
Somebody just mentioned it could be the next round of COVID. And we just shot it out of the sky. We just airborne. It's now airborne.
Right. So it was.
I heard that was the vaccine that was spreading.
But think about it. Everything we're doing now is, we're speculating based on our distrust of the government, right? It used to be the government would say, this is such and such. And we'd all go, okay, you were honest with us, right? We go about our lives. We go to work. But everything we're seeing in the last so many years, we're going, no, bitch. This don't, like, no, you're lying. I don't care who it is. If you're Republican, Democrat, no, bitch, you're lying to me. Right?
Yeah, and until that's why I think all this shit is planned. Every single thing that has been going on.
Jeremy,
is
Tim, you were going to show that video of that guy, right? Of that guy.
Yeah,
who
I'm going to bring this back.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to bring this back. That video.
Wait, of what guy?
The guy who was that, what's his name?
I
think Pasobia. Yeah. And then he was like,
yeah, yeah. Okay.
Mixing
okay. Let
water.
Me go back to, we're going to bring this, we're going to reel it back into the original
thing.
It's
all connected, in my opinion. It's all connected.
Yeah. So I'm going to, let me reshare my screen.
So we're going back to the train derailment in Ohio.
Yeah. Because, because to your point, Jeremy, that they could have chemical shit put, watch this video.
Well, yeah.
Watch.
He has questions. He has questions.
Before we watch it, I have questions. Mm-hmm. So number one, the train derailed, right? Did we know why it derailed? Was it going too fast? Was it going someplace it wasn't supposed to go?
No, nobody knows.
Maybe it's the bad state of the, infrastructure right now.
The infrastructure of the country that we're supposed to be working on for the last 10 years.
Exactly, that we give millions and millions to.
And then you made some comment about someone did a controlled burn.
Right. After the train.
Who decided to do that?
So hold on. So
the government.
The video explains it, but so... When the train topped over, it was on fire. Governor DeWine of Ohio came out and said he's the one who gave authority to do that. Well, then the AG came out, or the acting AG came out and said, no, you weren't allowed by law to do that. Somebody from the EPA on site, like the EPA agent on site, was the one that was supposed to give that order. So the EPA agent came out, you know, they finally said, EPA came out, oh, yeah, our guy that was on the ground, he's the one who gave the order. So then they started asking the EPA questions like, who was it? When was it declared? What steps were taken? And they go, oh, we'll get back to you. And they just walked away. Right. So this whole thing already on how this controlled burn happened and how they decided to to go all about it. The story, it's like the Uvalde. The stories ain't lining up and it's all being covered up. So,
well, again, hold on. What was the reasoning behind burning it? They didn't want liquid.
You have to get liquid. You had the, you well, know why they're
trying
you know
to kill us. That's the point.
It'll go into the water, right, Jeremy? I think that's what it is. If it's chemicals, mm-hmm. And
so
you
they
burn
wanted
it.
To keep this toxic chemical from going into the water.
Yeah, but they put
so
it in
they
the air.
They decided to burn it.
Put it in the air.
And they didn't.
Yeah, they
know
put
they
it in the air. And still got into the water anyway. But right. Here's the thing. You know why they needed
all these
this?
People
why
need
they
to
did
be
that?
Fired.
Hold on. No. Do you know why they needed to do this? You know why they needed to do this? They need to get that rail back up so they can keep transporting shit. So let's be real. It's not about anything else except for they wanted to just clear the mess and just move on. They didn't realize that people were going to actually catch on to what the fuck was happening.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, let's be real. They thought, oh, it's in freaking bumfuck Ohio. Nobody's paying attention. We'll get away with this one. Uh-uh. So here's the video from... it's not the guy, but... You know, from DC Drano shared a video from this kid on TikTok that actually breaks down this whole thing, right? Mm-hmm. He explains how the whole...
This hasn't been getting a lot of coverage, and the coverage that it has been getting hasn't been very good. So let's talk about the trail derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. East Palestine's about an hour north of Pittsburgh, almost halfway to Cleveland. Norfolk Southern has a rail line that goes right through town, and this derailment happened right on the edge outside of town on the border of PA and Ohio. Of the cars that crashed, five of them contained vinyl chloride. It's a monomer used to make PVC. Some of the reporting on this has gotten vinyl chloride confused with polyvinyl chloride, the polymer made out of vinyl chloride. Now, the reason that this distinction is really important is vinyl chloride is very hazardous and very flammable. Polyvinyl chloride is a plastic that's used in, like, everything. The other thing about vinyl chloride is that it boils at 8 degrees Fahrenheit, so it's shipped in its liquid form. Meaning that when these trains crashed and these started leaking, they weren't just leaking liquid, but they were spewing boiling gas. So vinyl chloride is really toxic. OSHA has the permissible limit of how much you can be exposed to it during an 8-hour shift as a 1 ppm part per million, average over 8 hours. So prior to this, the biggest spill of this chemical was in New Jersey, where one train car and about 23,000 gallons of vinyl chloride were spilled, but it didn't catch on fire. Now, this crash in Ohio has 5 train cars. These kinds of tanker cars can carry between 25 and 33,000 gallons. Let's call it 250 to 250,000 pounds of vinyl chloride. That's per train car, 5 train cars. There's maybe 1 million pounds of this toxic chemical spilling into the ground and also
Chernobyl.
Boiling off into the air. But then it caught on fire. I think this is where the reporting is really bad, because no one is mentioning what the byproduct of vinyl chloride burning is. Of the many byproducts of burning vinyl chloride, one of them is hydrogen chloride. Hydrogen chloride is really unstable and latches onto water, like just water vapor in the atmosphere, and that turns into hydrochloric acid. So right now, government officials from the railroad, both the governor of Pennsylvania and Ohio, are calling burning off the 1 million pounds of this stuff a success, but not mentioning that it means that we have hundreds of thousands of pounds of acid in the air, potentially. Now, ever since engineering school, I've studied a lot of industrial accidents. I just find it really fascinating, and organizations like the Chemical Safety Board, NTSB, and OSHA all have like really good reports available to the public. I think as a designer, it's really good to learn about mistakes. When looking at these kinds of industrial disasters across time, there are a couple things that are pretty universal across all of them. One, the responsible party, in this case, Norfolk Southern Railway, always plays down the reality of the situation. Politicians also just repeat the same lines, and then news outlets just repeat the same. So all we are hearing is the responsible party's word.
Wow. So let's think about this. Right. Because we're going to play the next video and then, well, the next two videos, and then let's discuss. Okay. So think about what he said. This stuff was burning and it was leaking into the soil and the water.
Hold on. I want to point a clarification here. Earlier, we were saying that somebody, the governor of Ohio or whoever, said, yeah, we're going to burn it. And then it was, no, somebody at the EPA said, yeah, we're going to burn it. This guy just told us it caught on fire from the accident.
So it was already on fire, but then they did the control burn so that the whole thing just didn't fucking erupt at one time and just probably cause a bigger problem. Mm. Right. So by doing the control burn, they thought they was like, okay, we'll slowly get rid of it. They did do a control burn, right? Like, because that, so here's the thing, that kid's video came out before
all the news. Yeah,
of,
I think he was speculating.
Governor DeWine, all that. Yeah.
Right. I would find it more believable that, because the kid, whatever you're calling him, he mentioned that it is highly flammable. Mm-hmm. And I would assume that if you get into a train wreck like that, there would be lots of sparks, lots of metal on metal contact, lots of, you know, ability for a fire to start, which would make, I would find that more realistic than, oh, the governor decided let's light it on fire. And the question I have is, you're stating that they're doing a quote unquote controlled burn, but if it's already on fire, what they can just pick it up and I'm lost. I guess
I think that's their story.
It's like, you know how you do control. Sorry, you know how like you do like with like when they burn the forest, they do control burns. They followed like the same technique once the shit was on fire, thinking that instead of having this thing going kaboom all at once, we'll just burn it in a certain way so that it's only a little at a time, even though it's on fire, but we only put a little bit into the air at a time.
But I think there's a difference between a fire in the forest when like that's actually a slow burn. It can be massive and obviously super destructive, but flammable things go up like that. To Jeremy's point, I think it was on fire, blew up, and then like because they don't want to create mass hysteria, we did this controlled burn.
I agree.
Google what it is. All right, I'm just going based on what they said.
Google it.
I understand because the governor came out and said this is what we did. He admitted I gave the call.
You go out ahead of time. You look at a controlled burn in a forest, right? You look out and you go,
thank you.
The bottom of the floor of this forest is covered in pine needles, this, that, everything that's flammable. We're going to burn it all now with controls around it so that we can put it out before it gets too carried away, before lightning strikes and burns the whole forest down. How the hell do you do that with a train car?
I think they use those words as controlled burn.
Thank you.
So that they, first of all, so that they then can later come out and say, it's safe. We're good. Right. We did a controlled burn. We didn't let the ship blow up. You're good.
That word control in there. We're in control.
Correct.
We controlled the burn.
Mm-hmm. So you're safe. Like you can stay home. You're not going to die in 5 years. The fish is good. The water is good. Go drink out of it. I think that's what they said, a controlled burn.
Catastrophic explosion has gone as planned. Alex Presh is on the scene in Ohio. Good morning, Alex.
Hey, George. Yes, state and rail officials are calling yesterday's controlled release a success, but now it's a waiting game.
Controlled release.
Wonder when they can return home. This morning, a cloud of uncertainty in eastern Ohio.
It's basically a mushroom cloud. I mean, there's really no other way to describe it.
This giant plume of smoke and fire erupting into the sky Monday afternoon in a controlled release.
Wow.
For hours with hazardous material. It prompted evacuations in Ohio and Pennsylvania.
I know it was a lot.
So they're calling it controlled.
Controlled release, but not a controlled burn. So did they?
They said it's controlled burn.
Realize that the tanker chemicals was leaking and then opened it up to burn it
I think
faster?
So.
They don't tell you how they did it. So again, based on what the kid said, right? What did he learn from every time there's an accident? The government says one thing, then the media repeats the bullshit.
Hold on. He said the company that's responsible for it starts the narrative. The government just goes along with that narrative.
Whatever. Right?
But by proxy,
the media just reiterates what the officials are saying.
Right. They do an interview with the governor and the governor says what the company told them. It's the same thing with Three Mile Island. I don't know if you guys ever saw that document. It's like a 3 or 4 part documentary on whatever it is. They talk about
nuclear.
It was the same exact thing. The people that were running the show are like, oh, no, it's no big deal. Yeah, we got it on the blah, 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 blah. And next thing you know, they're like, oh, wait a minute. This shit's some serious stuff going on here.
And that's the same thing.
And even after, and the government's like parroting exactly what the company's telling them. Oh, yeah, we spoke to so-and-so and blah, blah, blah. And I guess there was actually at one point they were in an interview and somebody else is like, no, that's not at all what's going on.
Yeah, that's like Amazon. Amazon having the government go after people.
Well, as you said, they did the controlled burn, and like these scientists and or you know whoever's doing it knows that they're burning it off, and then they're releasing more chemicals. But what are they doing about those? They're not talking about it. They're just like, oh, we burned it, guys, so it's not here. But people who actually know science and know, like, wait, this is now another problem.
How many people know that?
No one's talking about it. Not, I said science.
Exactly. Right.
Only well, nobody knows any of this stuff. Like,
no, that's what I'm saying.
Greg on the phone.
The government, no, but that's what I'm saying. These people treat us like we're stupid. So when a smart person comes out like that kid and says, this is what's happening, they go, no, that's misinformation.
Yeah, that's he's probably kicked off of
it's TikTok like look over here. Don't look over here. Because what he's saying is the truth, but that goes against our narrative. So this is the whole point of all this, right? Is providing the information and going, look, this is the reality. And then them saying, go home. Your houses are safe. The water is safe to drink. Okay. The water is safe to drink. You guys are, you don't need to be a scientist to look at this shit. Look at the hit play. So look at this. Look at this. This girl throws a rock into the water in East Palestine or Palestine, Ohio. Wow.
Do you guys see that ring? It looks like a little creek. She's threw a rock
into
the
bottom of the creek bed.
And that's seeping into the
soil,
the water.
Mm. Well, it looks. So wow. She threw the rock in to disturb it. Mm-hmm. She stated in the video that it's all resting at the bottom of the river.
Right.
So don't get me wrong. Nobody wants that shit in their water. The fish are probably exposed to it.
They're dead. There was a bunch of dead fish.
The thing is the water on the top doesn't have that in it, right? And so eventually all of that stuff is going to seep into the ground. And don't get me wrong, I realize that this is a terrible thing,
right?
But, you know, you have to take into account that, you know, well,
Jeremy, to your
point, those trees have
the problem what I have with that, right? Because you're using common sense for this. Why can't the officials be transparent and say that?
Yes.
Right.
So you're saying that because it's at the bottom, this affects nothing?
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that as far as it making its way through the rest of the river, right? Because you're talking about this is the Ohio. I'm assuming that this creek or whatever that she just demonstrated eventually works its way to the Ohio River, or you're seeing a similar thing in the Ohio River. But eventually it's going to sink to the bottom, and it will sink into the ground. And I'm sure that, like Tim mentioned, the trees and the grasslands and everything around it is going to die. But eventually, you know, I don't know how far down the river that is actually going to be seen.
But those chemicals, there has to be some sort of side effects to wherever the water meets with the river or the ocean, whatever. There has to be some sort of side effect to this. It's just not going to, you know, because if the fish are dying, something's wrong. And even if it sits at the bottom there forever, it's going to continue releasing chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the water's going to continue holding on to that.
The point is, okay, they told the people living in the area, it's okay, go back home. Now, again, we are making excuses for the government officials who are in authority, who should be doing this, and saying, hey, guys, we understand that you guys are seeing this, but this is normal. This happens. It seeps its way. It gets filtered out. Look. And then one of them could just stand there, grab a cup, and be like, we're fine. And then, well, so okay,
a politician did do that. A politician did that today. He was standing outside of some, like, Chinese cafe. He's like, I asked for a cup of their drinking water, and look, boom, he takes a swig and he goes, this is safe to drink.
Dead in a week.
But first of all, you know damn well he was drinking bottled water, okay?
Oh, okay.
But again, what do they say? The government spews a lie. The media eats it up. So it's all the narrative. Everything's okay.
Well, hold on. To your point, though, it's not the government spewing the lie. It's the big corporation that's sponsoring the government.
Right.
That's telling the lie. And then the government's like, we better follow along.
The government should know better then.
Right, exactly.
They're
all around.
Because it's in their interest.
Exactly. So yeah, it is the government, because we can give two shits about the company. We don't even know who the hell owns the whatever the hell was in there.
No.
we're talking dumb people, how they think they are, right? How, who we are. We don't know who runs whatever. The people who we see is the government, our officials, our whatever. So why are they should know better to be like, you know what? No, we need to be transparent. We need to let these people know that, yes, even though this is going to settle down, it's going to have some sort of side effect.
Yeah,
you decide if you want to come back or not.
To that point, let's say it is the corporations and they got them by. Well, we elect our government officials to make sure that these corporations are held accountable, just the same way that they're elected to make sure that a citizen, an individual citizen, acts responsibly and abides by the law. Why aren't these corporations held to the same standards, and how are they able to buy off these people so that they get away with this? They shouldn't just be reiterating what the company says. They should be saying, hold on, let's make sure and validate and confirm and not just continue spreading what the company said.
Well, that's remember. I just heard this podcast today with Amy Nelson. I don't know if you guys have heard of her and her husband. Amazon was actually coming after them for some stupid shit. Well, they got the fucking government to go after them. Amazon got the government to go after them. Wow. Who fucking does that?
Yeah.
Like, who does
people
that?
They lobby. Powerful people. Powerful people.
Like, what the fuck? With like no evidence, no nothing. And they like, forget, you have to hear the story. I was just floored when I heard this.
The thing is that we ourselves contribute to this because Tim's point that BlackRock and Vanguard are the ones who, you know, own this. Ultimately, we have investments, we buy stocks, we have 401ks, and this is the companies that they're investing in, guys. I mean, we're contributing to it as much as we want to criticize it. I did want to say this,
our
though,
money funds this shit.
If enough people wake up, though, and what is funny, I'm going to share this video. There was this girl who you can tell she's a freaking social justice warrior, getting red pilled over this whole Ohio. And if there is a silver lining here, it is this. Is that the people who live in this area who were like, you know, pro whatever. Mm-hmm. Because, folks, Biden turned down Ohio's request for federal aid disaster. Now, think about what that means, folks, because there are people who are suffering, who were displaced when they had to move out. They told them to leave and they didn't know when they're going to go back. No federal aid. And yet we sent billions to Ukraine. And we couldn't help people in our own back there. So a lot of people were saying they don't care about you. They don't care about you. You're the wrong politics
and they don't care about climate change. And they do not care about climate change.
The wolf are being red pill.
They found out that there was a pickup truck on the railroad tracks that caused the derailment, and there was a Trump sticker on the back. So Trump.
Are you kidding me?
No, but here's the thing, though. But before you play this video, keep in mind this entire community.
I'm still voting for him.
No, but here's the thing. This community, so this is why people are like, oh, they're playing politics with them now. This community is a solid red MAGA area.
Yeah.
Voted all Trump in 2022, you know what I mean? So now they're like, yeah, of course Biden ain't going to give them, you know, they asked for it and they said, fuck you. No.
And I believe it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let him die. Let him eat cake.
Yeah, you're not the right politics. So let me play this one. It's a little bit long rant, but I'm going to cut it short, but it's worth listening to the first little bit of it.
I see so many people talking about the train derailment at East Palestine, Ohio. And all I'm going to ask is that if you do this, you get your facts right. I literally grew up right down the road from East Palestine. My old childhood best friend lives in the fucking town. My current best friend literally lives right next to
the way,
town.
Blue hair.
There I live.
Literally.
It is so much worse than what the media is telling any of us. Mm-hmm. I'm getting reports from people that are down there right now that they're literally seeing schools of fish floating down streams, rivers.
There are videos of this,
dead.
By the way.
I got a video from my friend, okay? And she's like walking, dude. It's all fucking dead. Fucking dead. And on the top of the water is a really pretty chemical rainbow sheen. The chemicals are in the fucking water and they're lying to the rest of the country saying they're not. the water's been contaminated. The soil's been contaminated. The fucking air is contaminated. You literally are about to see some of the worst fucking health side effects coming out of people in that town. It's not even funny. And y'all want to know something even more fucked up? The restaurant that I work at in a whole different state had to donate food to them because we had people from the churches calling to tell us that Red Cross never fucking came, FEMA never fucking came, the environmental conservationists still have yet to fucking come, and nobody's fucking helping them. Meaning all of the fucking firefighters that were working get no food, have nothing to help them, nothing. Okay, all the people that were displaced have no food, water, a place to stay. None of that shit. It is so much worse than what they're telling you. And TikTok probably won't even let me post this video. But if this video gets posted, please save it and repost it everywhere you fucking can. Because I'm telling y'all, they are covering this shit up. They are covering this shit up because they don't want to get out how bad it actually was. This was not good. This was the worst fucking thing that's happened probably in the past 8 years.
Vaccine. So I did comment on this, right? Yeah. Because Posobiec posted, he's like, "Uh-oh, Gen Z finally realizes the truth." Hey, I was like, "I posted, I was like, I responded, I was like, wait till they find out about the vaccine." You know what I mean? Because don't get me wrong, give this girl 6 months. She's gonna have normal hair. She's gonna look fucking pretty as shit. She's gonna eat some meat and fucking realize that she got scammed. This is gonna be a wide opening experience for a lot of people, and especially now that. This shouldn't be about politics. That the fact that nobody wants to help this town out and they're covering it up, this out of everything is probably going to wake more fucking people up than the fucking vaccine, COVID, lockdowns, right. And everything else.
So somebody, I forget who it was, but somebody had mentioned that basically government has written off, right? They're number one, they're playing it down because they're being paid to play it down. But number two is like this. I don't know her name. This TikToker, whatever.
Girl A.
She's like, yeah, FEMA's not here. Red Cross is here. Well, why aren't really? If you think about why are they not there, right? And is it because they voted for Trump?
I think so.
No, they'll say no, but
no, because they know that they're gonna fucking get sick.
Yeah, this is fucked up. This is fucked
up.
You
know, they're going to get sick. They're going to, you know, have cancer in the next 5 years. They know this shit is bad. Like, it's bad.
As soon as this happened, and I saw the video, first thing I did, I texted Saul. I said, you're in the line. He's like, yeah, fuck it. But I'm like, dude, I'm like, just be careful. You know what I mean? Because regardless, you might not see something, but you're
breathing. I'm drinking.
No, but you're breathing it in. You know what I mean? Like, it's there. So it's there.
So do we need to get Aaron Brockovich over there and sue the shit out of,
like, for real?
You know, somebody actually made that reference.
Lawsuits are coming.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing, the silver lining in all of this, you know, I know that's like hard to find, but I'm on my positive tip with all my dramas, is that to your point, there are people who are waking up. There are people who are now seeing the truth and questioning things and being like, hey, that's fucked up. What else is fucked up? Let's take, you know, piece of what can happen from this and go forward with that while we're trying to also assist and help this. But like, amen, that people are waking up and seeing the truth.
But here's the deal. Because somebody just mentioned, oh yeah, you know, lawsuits are coming and everything. Here's the deal though. The railroad company apparently already got half the town to ready, like, sign shit that they probably shouldn't have just to get money, you know, to get aid that get helped out. But probably something in there was, we're not, you can't sue us.
The thing about that, the U.S.
Poor area.
You know, court system, they can still sue them. You can sue you can sue anybody for anything. Yeah. Right. And if they get the right person in there, I would assume it'll end up being some large class action lawsuit.
Armie Dillon, baby.
Okay, I don't know who that is, but
she's been suing the shit out of everybody and winning. The reason why you don't have to get a vaccine is because of her.
Well, then I love her. She's great. But, you know, it's going to happen, right? It's going to be the next, you know, everybody knows the Aaron Brockovich movie, right? Mm-hmm. She went in, they were poisoning the water. This is exactly the same thing, except it was an accident. I understand that, but you're still responsible for that accident. The railroad has to pay for all of this. and it's going to kill people. I have no doubt in my mind it will kill people, and they need to pay for that.
Accountability. That's what people are asking for.
Not with this administration. The DOJ have fucking covered. I mean, dude.
They're already washing their hands off.
What I was going to say is that I believe that it's good. Another silver lining, right? It's good because it reveals the shortcomings of our officials. It reveals the ineptitude of Biden. It reveals the right, a lot of things. And so if anything, I guess it reveals that. Now, social media has been all over this. Regular people, citizens who post these videos and they're getting disseminated. You know, people, they go everywhere, even though, you know, the social media giants are trying to suppress this and to remove it. Enough people are spreading this. Enough people are seeing it. And they're like, wait a minute, this is strange now. So we live in a good time right now where, you know, this information just goes out rapidly. And as soon as they start taking it down, enough people have seen it, downloaded it, republished it all over Twitter, sent it to Facebook. But with that, and I think we can talk about this very little, and then we'll close it out because we're already in like an hour. But one of the things that I wanted to say is that the technology right now, and I know we've talked about this over and over again, but I wanted to show you guys something that is really freaky, man. It's creeping me out. And I sent you guys the link, and I don't know if any of you guys read this, but
hey, before you play that link, before you show the link, I just sent one last thing because we talked about trains. I just want to end the thing about trains. People want to know why there's so many fucking derailments in this country.
Yeah, the infrastructure.
We're a third world country. Click that last link.
Infrastructure. Yeah. Also, before you click on that, I want to bring that back up. The senator or whatever says that there's a thousand derailments a year in this country. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? That's like three a day. There's three trains that derail in this country every day. Well,
that's what Buttigieg said, whatever.
Buttigieg.
But this is in Ohio. This is a train in Ohio. Yeah. Like, look at those tracks. Look how bent and there's nothing to shovel. Right? Now hit play. Watch the train fucking come through.
It's coming.
Oh, yeah. Look at this is the third
it's
world.
Moving.
This yeah, is, it is no, moving. It's moving.
Mm-hmm. It's just shaking.
It's probably slow. Going slow. Yeah,
because it has third. To. Because the tracks are in such bad condition.
Look at that, man.
We just spent $2.something trillion on that infrastructure bill. Like, why would not? We need some.
We need billions to Ukraine.
To Ukraine, but we do nothing for our own shit.
Well, so hold on a second. The railroad tracks are not owned or managed by the federal government. Those are privately owned by the railroads. They're responsible for maintaining those.
Right, but
the only people that are responsible for railroad tracks that do S shapes all the time are the railroads themselves. They need to fix those.
Okay,
but at
the same time, isn't that why we have thousands of pages of regulation? You're telling me that they're not violating some laws here?
Department of Transportation.
I don't know. Yeah. Are there laws that say that a railroad track needs to be straight?
I guarantee you.
I don't know.
If they have a law for, you know, every little thing, how a stop sign should look and how far it is from the sidewalk, believe me, they have fucking laws.
But those are all things that are put in by the government.
Right.
This is private.
Right. So, Jeremy, to your original point, somebody's getting paid where they don't have to. Fuck it, they're not being enforced. And so
I think you're missing my point, Saul, is that this is all private company. The company owns those rails.
Okay.
If the company is willing to look at that rail and go, okay, normally a train would go 50 miles an hour over this stretch of land. But because these rails are so bad, they can only go 5 miles an hour over these rails. That's up to the company to make the cost benefit analysis and go.
So let me ask you this.
If we fix this, it's going to cost us X millions of dollars, but we'd be able to transport our stuff over it 10 times faster.
Okay. Let's think about this.
The federal government should not be involved in that.
Okay. Well, let's think about this logically. I disagree with you. The federal government should very well be involved. Maybe not with money, not funding it. But they should enforce, to your point, if the company is not keeping track of the tracks, right? The government should be there and saying, hey, this is being violated. And let's DOT. Give an example.
They're not violating anything. It's private property. They can do whatever they want.
You're telling me that the tracks that they go through are not public.
That's the Department of Transportation.
The railroad owns that land. It is their land, their rails. The federal government doesn't regulate.
You'd be surprised what the federal government owns. We have no idea. Who owns? All right, the Department of Transportation enforces.
Yeah, they should be enforcing that. I don't agree with you this time, Jeremy, because
just like how they enforce all these
other fucking rules of cars and lines. They could come out and say, hey, if you're driving on roads that are created by the federal government.
If you don't fix these tracks,
we're going to get rid of your licenses. You cannot have a railroad go through here.
But the government gives money to everything. So the government doesn't own it, but they go, hey, you know, company A is like, hey, we're trying to lobby to get money to fix the tracks because this is for national security because we got to transport goods from A to B. So a lot of times the government goes, oh, here's some tax money to do, and we award you this public works program. They do it all the time.
Let's say I have a driveway in front of my house. And let's say it's in a really bad condition, right? It's got holes in it and the concrete's all cracked.
The government's not going to tell me I have to fix that.
Yes, they do, actually.
There is a government entity that needs to be responsible for the railroad systems in the United States. It's called FRA.
I'm unfamiliar with what FRA they do.
FRA exercises its responsibility for regulation to safety of the nation's railroad system and development of intercity passenger railroad several means, including legislative rules, non-legislative, and development.
Rail system and development.
And development of passenger railroads, or intercity rail cargo.
Railroad system and development of intercity passenger rail.
Passengers. Yeah, sure.
So railroad
system.
Train
that takes you from downtown Chicago out to the suburbs of Chicago.
Yeah,
sure.
Do you see the word regulating? I highly doubt that the government that is so involved in our daily lives is not going to be involved in rail systems that could impact, especially in situations like this.
So you got to remember, railroad, it says in the railroad system and passenger. So it's both. The U.S. Department of Transportation is involved for both. It's an and, not an or what if. It's an and. See? Railroad, grow up. Grow up. You see railroad safety data. You know, that's not passenger.
These look like passengers.
Well, if the government is responsible for it, why do we have 3 derailments a day in this country?
Exactly.
Because our government's run by fucking retards.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's be real. Nobody cares.
Look, obviously accidents happen. It's the same way that people crash. Okay. I get it. However, when you're looking at something like that video that I just saw, I'm like, no, this is bad. But you know what? The same point can be made because, you know, public roads are really crappy and they cause accidents.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the other thing. You got to remember, my tires didn't fly off. Right. You have to remember one other thing. Just like planes, just like the airlines, the airlines are all private, but the government, you know, like they deem certain things essential to the country. So the government has more control over it. Like planes, like apparently pilots aren't allowed to strike, right? The government can get involved in that. When they were talking about the railroad strike that was going to happen in December, this was the shit they were complaining about. That the brakes don't work. We need this, and this. And what did the Biden administration do? They struck a deal with the union president. The people signed off on it. So again, they were trying to strike. And because of national security and everything else, they got involved and they kiboshed the whole rail strike that was supposed to happen in December.
All right, guys.
Now we have this.
We got to close it up. I did want to talk about AI, but we'll leave it for the next time. Freaking Bing, man. Aware, self-aware. Fuck, man. I was having a conversation with...
AI all the way next week.
I was having a conversation with ChatGPT. Oh, my God. I wanted to share that, but yeah, we'll leave it for next week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on another episode of The Salty Show. Find us on some of the social media platforms. Give us a follow, hit the like button, and share some of the content. And we will catch you all next time. Adios.
See you later.
Peace out.
See ya.
Lock your doors.
Lock your doors.
Yeah. Lock your doors. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Salty Show.com.